We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay. Yes. I have a serious mental health question, but I did not want you guys to be able to think about it because I wanted to know, one, if you had an answer, and two, what your answer would be off the top of your, you know, the top of your head.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
What are your coping skills?
Coping skills?
Yes.
Exercising?
And are you comfortable sharing them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great.
100%.
Go ahead, Riggs. What are your coping skills? And when I say a coping skill, this is something I've learned over the past 10 years that you have to have in order to function without, you know, turning to other things or doing...
Yeah,
or,
alcohol,
you know,
drugs.
Or maybe if, you know, when I have been, felt suicidal, when I was going through my depression and my divorce, I had to find new coping skills and it was always hard. My therapist would be like, what are they this week? You know, so what are yours, Riggs?
Positive coping skills is what you're talking about.
Something that would help you cope. So instead of doing something negative, you instead help yourself by using a coping skill. So sometimes I have to deep breathe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If my anxiety gets crazy or somebody gets me worked up, nobody would see it. But I have to take very deep breaths in order to calm myself before I lose it.
Yeah.
And my heart starts racing. Uh-huh.
I also do the same, but I use the phrase, I smell the roses real deep through my nose and then blow out the candles through my mouth. Smell the roses, blow out the
deep
candles.
Breathing.
Totally. Deep breathing.
So what are you, so Riggs, exercise?
Exercise. I love working out at the gym.
Anything else?
It takes my brain away from things.
I
like
people
reading.
Have them. That's why I'm asking. Because I want to bring awareness. I think people need to like actually pay attention to what would be good for them.
This is a great topic. I'm glad you brought it up. And I'm going to a meeting at Mental Health America later today to talk about
this is perfect.
So you exercise to make you when you're feeling stressed out.
Exercise. I like reading.
Reading's a good one.
Reading's great. Audiobooks are great too.
Music is a huge one for me.
Yep.
Music will make me feel so much better.
Yeah.
I will put my headphones on in my house by myself, jam it up to 11, and then I'll dance around like an idiot. I'll like have a one person mosh pit. I get into it. I get really into it.
Yeah.
Music and then also playing with my pets are like my two biggest coping skills.
Sure.
Yes.
I've heard some people do journaling. Some people like write. I used to do that. I used to write things all the time. When I was younger, I would write poetry. I promise you. I think I brought
it.
Oh, you've seen my dark poetry.
Don't worry.
Back in the day. But what's worse, you know, doing something bad and harming yourself or getting something out on paper and just letting those feelings out. It's like when people think about suicide, you think somebody's suicidal and you ask them about doing that. They think you're going to plant that in somebody's brain. Like if I ask you, are you thinking about ending your life? If you made a plan, that's not a bad question to ask. I'm not going to plant the idea in your head.
No.
It's already there. But
exactly.
But this is all part of breaking the stigma, which is what is our goal here.
Right.
I was curious what people's coping skills were. And you can text yours to 71037. Yeah. I mean, some people, we do all kinds of things. Some people run away and don't realize it. But for the most part, you know, I can remember more than one time I've walked to see my therapist and before I went in there, I felt like I needed a drink or something.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I left, 2 hours after my appointment, I realized I hadn't even thought about it. Yeah. I realized that 1 hour with my therapist made me feel so good. I wasn't even thinking about self-medicating for hours.
Yeah,
therapy
works.
That's
huge.
Getting it out and talking is great.
Huge. So calling people is a big one.
Right.
That I like my sister and like one of my best friends, probably the only two people I would call and really have a like hardcore conversation with.
But
you feel so much better when you talk to people.
Yeah. And going back to what I said about the suicide thing, when you talk to somebody about it, them talking about it gets it out of their system. And instead of acting on themselves and harming themselves, they just talk about it. And as they're talking about it, they realize, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to end my life. That's stupid. Yeah.
We got
there's so many fears. I'm with you.
We got good text at 71037. Somebody
coping
said,
coping skills?
My coping skills are mindfulness, deep, slow breathing, coloring, writing, listening.
Coloring. Oh, that was a big one for me for a period. I love coloring that. because it makes me relax.
When you gave me, I believe it was for last Christmas, it was a book, a sketchbook where you connected the dots and it gave you
color.
A big, yes, and a new color. That was great. I couldn't find those books anywhere else. I looked for them over the holidays, could not find them.
Nice. I love it. Walmart, I think.
Walmart, okay.
Walmart or Target I got them at. I can't remember now.
I found adult coloring books on Pinterest and they have like bad words like the F word with like flowers around it that you could color in. That would be perfect for you, Allie.
Perfect for, I love coloring. I didn't think I'd enjoy. It really calmed my nerves and made me feel better.
Yeah. So many texts at 71037.
Really? Oh my God, I'm so proud of you guys for having coping skills.
Yay for you for having good mental health.
Now use them, please. There's more though.
Oh my God. Yeah. Breathing, music, coloring, writing. Music.
Yep. Journaling, music.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about, journaling. Go ahead. Yeah.
She said, the lady who said that said she's off of her meds. She did all these activities and it's helped her get off of her meds. So she's now fully cool.
Okay.
Books are all over Hobby Lobby.
Interesting. She's learned. Oh, she's telling you the coloring books are in Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
That there are coloring books in Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
Michaels.
What
check
are we going to say about journaling, Allie?
When I was in, you know, so when I was having all those issues with my depression and anxiety, and I went to outpatient twice around the time of my divorce, you know, because I was under so much stress.
Yeah.
And I went for 3 weeks maybe each time where I just went from 8 to 5 every day. Yes, Skip.
Answer my question.
Yeah, and
my
then
question.
I would go home and my parents would, you know, be with my kids during the day for me because they were small. And then I would come home and I would, they made us journal. We had to, every day you have to journal. That's the first thing you do. And like for like 30 minutes.
Wow, okay.
And it was powerful because it's like talking to someone. You don't even realize that you're getting it out.
Uh-huh.
So that's become a new coping skill for me. If I get upset or irritated, I will write things down and then it's awesome. Like I forget about it.
Yeah. Writing it down gets it out.
It's so weird. Or if it's like sending a text but not.
Yes.
Yeah. Writing up an angry text, then deleting it.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
And if you or someone you know is having real serious thoughts about suicide or depression, you don't know how to talk to them, you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-273-8255. I like to bring that up anytime we mention or talk about suicide.
And can I just say, I wanted to commit suicide, you know, 5 years ago and look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a, don't give up.
100 pounds down, 105 pounds down.
Yeah, well, that too.
Right.
That too.
The top of the world. Picking up guys at Home Depot. Look at her.
I'm telling you.
Look at her. She's on fire.
I'm just saying, don't give up. There's hope.
Amen. Always hope.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.